Today is Daf Hey. We are on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The first word is on the last word on the line is Tanan. So even though we ended up yesterday saying that Rabba must also hold like Rava, and Rabba must also agree that there's an issue that the reason why Eidim have to say Befanenechtav is because of Kiyum to be Mekayim to get, because we're not certain that we know who these witnesses are. However, Rabba also cares about Lashma, which to Rabba was not a concern at all. But to Rabba it was. So we're going to keep on questioning Rabba about Lashma, even though he agrees with Rabba. He still holds from Lashma. So we're going to keep on with that. So here, Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says as follows. This is a Mishnah later on Daf Tes. Hamevi get mi Medina Tayam. Somebody brings a get from overseas. Ve'eni yochel lomer b'fananechtav u'b'fananechtam. But the shliach is not able to say b'fananechtav u'b'fananechtam. He's not able to say it. Why is he not able? The Gemara will say in a minute why he's not able. Im yesh olav edim, if there are edim there, then yiskayim b'chosmav. You should be mekayim the signatures. Now, v'havinan ba, and we're going to ask over there, my ena yachal lomar. What does that mean he's not able to say? What do you mean he's not able to say it? Why is he not able? Ile mechiresh, if he's a deaf mute, if he's a cheresh, he can't speak, he can't hear. Cheresh bar asuya gitahu? Can a cheresh bring a get? Can't bring a get. Vihatanan, but we learned. Hakol kesherim lahavias a get. Everybody is kosher to bring a get. Chutz, except mecheresh shotev a katan. A cheresh shotev a katan. They're considered lahalacha as people without das. Someone who's a cheresh can be very smart. In those days, it was impossible for them to communicate. It was impossible. They're considered to not have das. A katan, could be the Vilna Gaon Nushas when he was 11 years old, doesn't make a difference. He's considered lahalacha as someone who doesn't have any das. So they can't bring a get. So who is it? Who could it be? Who's someone who can't say v'fananechtam? V'amar of Yosef, and Rav Yosef says, Hachab ma'eskinen. You know what I'm talking about over here. Kigon, for example, shenasnu la keshu pikeach. It was given. He was the shliach when he was sent on his mission to deliver this get to this woman in Medina Tayam. He was a regular person, but v'lo hispig lo b'fananechtav u'b'fananechtam. He was not able to say b'fananechtav u'b'fananechtam ad sheneschareish until he became nischareish. Meaning, he handed it to her. He was about to say b'fananechtav. And all of a sudden, he became a cheresh. That's the case. So when he said, when he left, he was able to say. Now he's not able to say. So what does the Mishnah say in Daf Tes? Yiskayim b'chosmav. Let the signatures verify the edim that signed it. Let them verify. So what do you see? We don't know anything about Lashma. L'rava nicha. According to Rava, this is fine. L'rava kasha. According to Rava, what about Lashma? Fine, he agrees with Rava. But Lamaitha, he agrees with Rava. He agrees, still holds from his own Shita. He still holds from Lashma. So the Gemara answers, Hacha b'mayaskinan. You know what we're talking about over here? La'achar shalamdu. It's after Rashi says one word. La'achar shalamdu, two words. Deboy Lashma. It's after everybody knew about Lashma. What was Rava's concern? Rava's concern was that the Batei Dinim overseas, in the outlying areas, far away from Eretz Yisrael, far away from centers of Torah, didn't know anything about Lashma. Rava answers, no, at some point in history, everybody knew about Lashma. Everybody learned about Lashma. So there is no Lashma problem, because at this point, we're going to assume now that he agrees with Rava. There is no Lashma issue. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no Lashma issue. In Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows about Lashma. And Rabba here says, the Gemara explains for Rabba, at some point in history, Shalomdu, everybody learns about Lashma. So a few points. Tosfos asks, why do you have to come up with this crazy case of a guy who's normal and then he becomes a cherish after he hands it to her, but before he has a chance to say anything, which is going to lead into the issue of Toch Kedei Dibor, which we're going to return to on Amud Beis. But putting aside, I have a case. The guy's an Elaine. He's a full Bardas. He just can't speak. He can hear, though. That's the issue. The key issue is hearing. Because if you hear, you can communicate. If you can't hear, you can't communicate in those days. So Tosu says, say he's an Elaine. Say he's an Elaine. Just as a mute. So Tosus is very cryptic. He says, De'im Cain, the second line there, on top tones, Havile Lemim or Velo Amar. It should have said Velo Amar. So the Maharam explains what Tosus means is that since it says Ve'ene Yachal Omar, it means that he's not able to speak. It just happened right now. Not that he was always unable to speak. He just now happened. Right now it happened to him, he's not able to speak. Had it said someone who could never speak, like an Elaim, then it would have said Velo Amar. That's Tosus' answer to this question. What's the matter?
Was hearing it and was able to speak, and he hearing, doesn't lose his ability to speak.
What?
If you had hearing and you learned.
No, but you consider you're right. First of all, that over time that's not so true. Over time, you'll lose the ability to hear. What? You lose the ability to speak. Over time. But
this happened right now.
Right, but I think that the point is, halachically, you're classified as someone without das.
Even if you can speak.
Even if you can speak. Because you're a cherish.
The other question, so now Rambam said that, so the Dibur HaBonah now is gone.
Right.
What about the Dabur Shemavinyan? You need a base name in order to abolish.
I know, that's a good question. Maybe it was.
Just because the circumstances change doesn't mean that they were done.
What?
Just because the circumstances change.
Right, it's a good question. I don't know if anyone asked that question. Tosus is going to ask a question that might touch on what you're saying. Because Tosus is going to ask in a minute, then Rav and Rava say the exact same Shita. They're no different now. There's no Lashma issue, and Rava holds from Rava. So what are they arguing in? So the Gemara says, L'Rava Nicha, L'Rava Kasha. Not true. Right, and then the answer is we'll get there in a second. Before we get to that, we got to finish the Elaim. So why can't the Elaim do it? So Tosfos answers because it's Mashra from the case that we're talking about somebody who it just happened to right the second. That's Tosfos' answer. Tosfos the Rosh says that if that's the case, then what would be the Chiddush of the Mishnah? What would this Mishnah be telling me? That Yiskayim v'chosma? It's like a Pashat case. It's Pashat of Mishnah. There'd be no Chiddush here in the Mishnah. The Ramban says, similar idea, an Elaim is a full-fledged person. And this is a topic for another discussion. The Ramban says, then the Elaim can write it down. He can write down, but find an effort. He can't speak it, he can write it down. That's the whole discussion, is writing testimony considered good testimony. The Ramban says here, yes, it would be. It's not really testimony. But it is testimony in the class, it's not really testimony. You're not giving edus, you only have one person here, and all you're saying is to find an effort, that could be maybe said, written down. The Rajba asks, why did the Gemara quotes the case from a Mishnah? The case is, if you're not able to hear find Echlav, he's Kayim Bechosmav. Stop right there. The Kasha is over. The Kasha is, what about Lashma? The Gemara says, and we ask, what's the case? The case is, someone who can, who was normal, he became Chemish right after he get. What do you need all that for? The question's over the minute you mention the fact. And we add, what's the case? Who cares? The case is over. Once you say, Yiskayim Bechosmav, the question is, what about Lashma? What's the difference? And what's the particular, how could this case work? Oh, could it be a Cheresh? No, it can't be a Cheresh. Why not? Because he could never send a Cheresh. So it must be, he was normal, then he became a Cheresh. Who needs that? The minute we say that Yiskayim Bechosmav, it's a Kasha and Rabba. Right there, it's over. The question's over. So the Rajba answers that the Rajba answers that maybe it's a, the reason we want to get to this case is because in the then we would think maybe this is a question on Rava as well. It's a question on Rava as well. What's the question? According to Rava, Yimiskayim Bechosmav, it's all you care about. Right? So the Rashi explains that what would be the Chiddush? What would be the Chiddush if we would stop right there without going into the explanation? What would be the Chiddush according to Rava? That Yimiskayim Bechosmav. What else is he supposed to do? Right? So we have to say, no. He was normal. And then he became a Cheresh. And I would think, that maybe because of Iguna, we're going to be Makel, just like we're Makel, but we've been Makel already the whole time. We've been doing away with so many dinim for purposes of Iguna. Maybe for purposes of Iguna here as well, we wouldn't even require anything. Such an unusual case. So therefore, the Gemara says, no. According to Rava, you have to be Mechayim Chosmov. You have to go through the whole case to tell you that Rava is more Makel. But there's a limit. And that's why the Gemara goes through the whole discussion. And then we ask, well, what about Rav Elishma? Then we ask, what about Elishma? What about Rav? Okay. Now, the next four words of the Gemara are very difficult. They are as follows. If we've just said that it's La'achar Shalomdu, now everyone knows about Elishma. Right? Everybody knows about Elishma. So therefore, right, we said Achar Shalomdu. All the faraway places that we think they're a bunch of Amoratim, they know about Lishma now. They learned. Therefore, there's no Lishma problem here in the case of a guy who becomes a Chayrish after he gives it to her. Right? That's what we just said. Ihachi, if that's true, Yachal Nami. That means, even if you're able to say B'fanechlam, why do you have to? What it's safe for now? Everybody knows about Lishma. Everybody knows about Lishma now. It's Achar Shalomdu. And, as we've said, this kasha really is only on Rabbah. Because only Rabbah, there was a problem how to explain the Mishnah. According to Rava, there was never a question. The Mishnah said, Yiskayim b'chosmav. That's exactly what Rava cares about. According to Rava, we had a question. What about Lishma? And we said, no, there's no more Lishma anymore. So the Ihachi Yachal Nami, even if you're able to say B'fana Nechlev, you don't have to say it anymore. Why? Because Achar Shalomdu, just verify the signatures. There's no Lishma issue. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, no, there's a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? Shema Yachzer Dava L'Kol Kulo. Maybe it'll revert back. Maybe there'll come a time in history. Right now, everyone's built to Mechachamim. But you know what? It was very, very, the wars, whatnot, expulsions, who knows? Maybe there'll become a time where people are not going to be such bekiyim anymore. Right now they are. Right now, Baruch Hashem, everybody's good, big tzaddikim. But you never know what's going to be in 100 years. So always say it because you never know what the future is going to bring. It might revert back to a time where the outlying areas don't know. There's no Torah out there and they don't know about Lishma. And we're going to have to make sure that there's Lishma. So therefore, say it now. Always say it. That's the Gemara's answer. Make sense? Yeah, it makes sense. Tosfos asks, wait a minute. If Rabba and Rava now don't argue on anything, they don't argue on Lishma, because Achar Shalomdu. And anyway, Rabba holds like Rava's reason about Yiskayim B'chosmav. So why is this question only yes on Rava and Rabba? Why is this question only yes on Rabba? We assume it's only on Rabba. It's only Rabba. Well, the whole question was only on Rabba. But they don't argue on anything anymore. There's nothing to argue on. So this question should be according to Rava also. Now, Tosfos says that according to Rava, very difficult Tosfos, it's a big one here, Ihachi, it's so hard. According to Rava, it's not so pashut that we're just going to do away with B'fana Nechtav. B'fana Nechtav is the method of choice. We'd rather have that than just have B'skayim B'chosmav. So the Nachas Moshe does the best he can. He says as follows. He says, if we wanted to do away with the Mefarei Nechtav altogether, no more Mefarei Nechtav, then the Mishnah should have said, the Mishnah should have said, HaMeivri Getmin B'dinas Hayam, Yiskayim B'chosmav. But the Mishnah did not say that. The Mishnah said, and you're not able to say B'Mefarei Nechtav, Yiskayim B'chosmav. That only makes sense if you still care about Lishma. It only makes sense if you still care about Lishma. So even though it's very difficult here, even though it's Achar Shalomdu, there must be a Rabba must have had some kind of reason or some kind of connection why he wanted B'fana Nechtav still to be said. And therefore the question is really only on Rabba. According to Rabba, there's no reason to ask this. According to Rabba, you're right. According to Rabba, you're right. Why are we saying B'fana Nechtav? Why? There's no reason to say it. But according to Rabba, now the question becomes, wait a minute, why are you so beholden to B'fana Nechtav? There must be a reason. After all, the Mishnah still mentions it. The Mishnah doesn't say, it may be getting rid of this guy in Mechalosmov. We didn't do away with it. We still want to say before an Ehtav. So somehow, the question is only on Rabba. I agree with you. It's very difficult. The answer, I'm not sure I answered the question. I'm still stuck over here. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ihach Yachal Nami. And the Gemara answers, Gzeir Shem Yach the Davul Kulo. Maybe it'll revert back. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Eni Yachal Nami. So then if it's going to revert back, why are we being Makel over here in this case? We're being Makel by a case of Eni Yachal Omar. Why? I mean, Makel. What should we require? I don't know. Maybe you have to send it again. Send it again. I'm sorry. Send a letter to that to the husband. By the way, the guy he sent, he became a cheresh right in the middle of the process. We're not allowing it. How come we are allowing it? So the Gemara answers, Pikeach min ischaresh milsa de lo shchicha. That's such an unusual occurrence. Milsa de lo shchicha lo gozru bar rabbanon. The rabbanon were not gozer for very unusual cases. The Gemara says, Vaha isha de lo shchicha. Ascending a woman is also unusual. Especially in those days, that's very unusual. Utnan ha'isha atzma mevi'a gita, and we said that a woman herself could bring a get. Ubelvad she'tzricha lo before an echtav before an echtav, but we make her say before an echtav. How are we making her say? It's such an unusual thing. So the Gemara answers, no, shlo techalek b'shlichus. We don't want to differentiate between different shliachs. A man, a woman, they all have to say. Aye, a woman's unusual. Yeah, but we don't want to get mixed up. Aye, what about a case of cheretz v'nischarish? That's a different kind of unusual. That's an unusual case that happens to the guf of the person themselves, not the quality of the shliach. A woman is less qualified as a shliach. No. We always know that women are different halachas. Eidos, shlichos, all different. So we don't want to differentiate over here about regarding men and women. What about a cheretz and a scharish? That's totally unusual. That's different. Rashi says it better than me. He says, It's a different kind of thing. We all know it's different. It's a case of not being a case of a cherish and a case of a woman. Sorry, the case of a pikech when it's cherish and the case of a woman. So therefore, it's different. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi bal nami." That if you're telling me that we're not going to differentiate between shliachs, then the husband himself. Alama Tanya, why did we learn? Who atzmo have shehevi gito? He himself can bring the get, and it's aruch lava fanechta fanechta. He doesn't have to say. Why doesn't he have to say? Right? So the Gemara says the husband should say. Time am I, Omer Rabbanan, aruch lava fanechta fanechta. What's the whole reason for this din of a fanechta? Dilma asi balma aru pasale. Maybe the husband's going to come and say afterwards. By the way, that get was no good. But Ashta minkad naked lay beyond that. He's bringing it by himself. Of Urukum Arole, he's going to make a problem later on? That's so unfar-fetched. He's bringing it himself. He's going to bring the get himself, hand it to the woman, and then the next day say it's a problem? That's crazy. So since it's so against his interest to bring a get by himself and then passel it, therefore, he himself is bringing it. Like we said the other day, we had it the first day. A husband could be the right, he could write and get a hand to his wife. No AD, no nothing. He's going to do that, he's going to go schlep from Medina Sayyam, bring it himself, and then passel it? That's so far-fetched. Therefore, where do we end off? We end off as follows. You have to say, even though it's such an unusual case, you don't have to say. Why don't you have to say? Because it's a Milsa Dlo Shchiach. What about every other case? Now, Rav and Rava don't argue on anything. No, still say, because maybe it'll revert back. That's how we end off. Fine. Next. Toshma. Debay mine Shmuel me Rav Huna. Shmuel asked Rav Huna the following question. The following question from Shmuel to Rav Huna. Shnayim shehevi you get, Merudina Sayam, two people bring a get from overseas. Tzvichim shehevi for anachna, for anachna, but ain't tzvichim. Do you have to say it or not? The Ran says, Shmuel Safek is, who do we hold like? Do we hold like Rabba? We hold like Rava. If you hold like Rabba, the fact that it's two people, still have to say. What about Lashma? But if you hold like Rava, you don't have to say. Why? Because it's two people. So the Gemara says, Amale, ain't Shrichin. They don't have to say. Meaning, we're paskining like Rava. They don't have to, we don't know anything about Lashma. The answer is, what? They're both the same, exactly. One second. Now, we're going to say the same thing about Rachah Shalom, but don't worry. Uma, Ilu Yomru Bifoneinu Girsha. If they would have said, by the way, in front of us, we saw this get happen, Milo Mehemni, wouldn't they be believed? Wouldn't they be believed? Of course they would. They're two Avim. So, Larava Nicha Laraba Kasha. What about Lashma? By the way, the Rajba says it can't. It's impossible to say that that was Shmuel Safek. Shmuel Safek was, who do we hold like, Rabba or Rava? Because the Gemara would have said Shmamina Kirava Shmamina, or what do you see from here? The Ravuna holds like Rava. The Gemara doesn't say that. So the Rajba says we don't know what Shmuel's question. We don't know what Shmuel's far was. We don't know what was this for. What was his question? We don't know. The two people, we don't know his reasoning. That couldn't have been it. But we don't know what it was. But from the answer now, we're going to realize that we hold like Rava. Right? And it's a Kashan Rava. But what his svar was, we don't know. Because it can't be that. But the Gemara would have said straight out, Shmamina, Kirava, Shmamina. Right? We always have that. The Gemara didn't say that. So, the Gemara says, again, Hacham Mayaskinan, La'achar Shalamdu. It's La'achar Shalamdu. And again, the same exact thing. There's no argument now anymore. So the Gemara says, this is a very difficult question. Ihachi, if it's true that it's la'achar shalamdu, right, then chad nami. Then also all you need is one. All you need is one. Right? All you need is one. What's he saying? He's saying b'fan anechta? Well, then how are we verifying the get? But they only have one person.
The one person.
What? Okay. I'm not sure that's the question.
Yeah.
Right. Ki ma'isi lechad nami lo litzruchu. When one person brings the get, he doesn't have to be fine echlam, fine echlam. Then what's he doing? He's just delivering. He's a delivery boy. So you can have a monkey do that.
No, the monkey can't
be. But he's not saying anything. The whole point was he had the kana to say before echlam. The husband's in China, sends along a get with two signed by two Adim,
with one person.
With the opening line of the Mishnah was Hamevi get, you have to find out for an Echtam. Why? According to Rava? Because you have to verify the signatures. Now we're saying one person doesn't have to say a word. What kind of question is that? What? Fine, it's a question on a Rabba. It's still a question on Rava too. Well, how's Rava going to answer that? What kind of question is that? Even if a Rabba holds like Rava. So we find the Lashma, I agree with you, fine, Lashma's not an issue. Why? Everybody knows about Lashma. What about the other issue? Everybody holds they have to be misguided. Rabba holds like Rava. So what kind of question is this? One person is going to bring a get and not say a word? So you can have it sent by FedEx. You don't need any, what kind of question is that? Ihachi chad nami? And the Gemara answers, no, you can't say that. Gzeira, same Gzeira. Shem yach sedav lekul kulo. Maybe it'll revert back. What does that mean? Right, we said 100 years later, who knows what's going to be its situation? Jewish people, life, they might not be such betiyim. They might not know about Lashma. They might have forgotten it. They might not know about it. So always say before the nechtav, because you never know what the future is going to hold. Fine, that makes sense. What kind of question was that? Ihach ichad nami doesn't have to say. Two don't have to say because they themselves are the ones that are going to be mekayim it. Here we are. We're the Adim. How could one not say? It's an unbelievable question. They're going to answer that question. The Rabbi Natan says as follows. Also difficult. No, I don't know. I don't have an answer. Now, Ihachi, if that's true, that it might revert back, then Beitrei Nami, two also should have to say. Why don't we just say that two don't have to say? So maybe it'll revert back. So the Gemara says, no. Beitrei Demaisi Gita, two people bringing a get, as we said before, that's a milsa de lo shchicha. A milsa de lo shchicha la gozer by Rabbanon. So a milsa de lo shchicha, we're not gozer.
Two people come even without the get.
Right.
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 Right. Say, I was there when this woman received the get.
Right.
Do they believe it? Then
they believe.
Right. Yet if two people come with the get,
then they have to say.
They have to say,
right,
but you're not gozer on it because it's not
shchicha. Right. All right. That's a very big anomaly. Right. I hear you. Now, the Gemara has the same question. I have Oishad lo shchicha, but Oishad also not shchicha. Especially then, there wasn't shchicha to send a woman. Vehat v'tanan, Oishad atma v'yagitu v'atshi atma shchicha l'vanech l'vanechtam. But a woman has to say, so the Gemara says, lo t'loshad t'chalik b'shlichas. We don't want to differentiate between different shlichases. I hachi bal nami, then the husband also. Allah matanya, why do we learn who atma shchicha v'yagitu eina tzarech l'vanech l'vanechtam? Right? What the husband brings it himself, he doesn't have to say. We're not differentiating between anybody. So the Gemara says, no, time of my own Rabbanon Tzarech Lo Fanechtam Fanechtam Dil Ma'asi Bal Ma'ar Pasalei. The whole reason is because the husband, we don't want the husband later coming up and causing problems. But Hashta Minkat Nakat Lebi Yodah, he's bringing it himself. V'urei Kom Aaron Alei, he's going to make a problem, he's bringing it himself. How foolish would he be? He's going to ruin his own actions? No, we don't assume that. Therefore, a husband who brings it himself doesn't have to say. Third try, Toshma. Hamevi get me bedinas hayam. If somebody brings a get, unisan Allah, and he gives it to her, velo amar Allah b'fanechtam b'fanechtam. He doesn't say a word. Doesn't say it. So im niskayim b'chosmav kosher. If we give him niskayim b'chosmav, fine. V'im lav pasul. And if not, no good. Hava, we see from here, lo hutzrichu lo b'fanechtam b'fanechtam lahachmir aleha. The whole purpose of a fun and echav is not to be machmer on her, el lahakil aleha, but to be makil, to give her a chance to get married without two edim. We only have one. You don't have to send two people from overseas, from China. Send one. One's good enough. If you don't have one, then we need two. That's a big cooler for we don't want women to be stuck. But you know what? L'rava nichol l'rav akasha. Still akasha according to Rava. What about l'shma? So the Gemara answers, Hachamayiskin and Lacha Shalomdu. Again, they learned the halachas of Lashma already. So the Gemara asked, I have a Marta Gzeira Shemiach the Dava Lukulkulo. Maybe it'll revert back. So how can he give it and not say? Didn't we say this at the Kana? You always have to say because things will revert back. So the Gemara says, No, Kisha Nithes. She already got married. She already got remarried. So we're going to undo this because she got. No, we're not going to. Let him stay married. Ihachi, if that's true that she already got married, then. The reason why we don't say before Nechav has nothing to do with because we want to be Megal and we don't want to be Machmer. That's not the reason. What's the reason? Because she got married. So the Gemara says, yeah, right, it's all one reason. And if you want to say that we should be Machmer, and we should make her get divorced, if you want to be machmir, it means no. The purpose of the fanechta is not to be machmir on her, to be makil. Time of my. What's the whole reason why we do this? Dilma osi bar bal ma'aru posale. Maybe the husband will come and be ma'arer. But hashta bal lo ka ma'arer. But now that he hasn't come, why hasn't he come? He hasn't showed up. Not only that, she got remarried already. She's happily married. And then 4 years later, so, by the way, you know that we know whenever it's before Nechlan, before Nechlan. The Aiden never said it. He never said it. For 4 years, the husband didn't show up. All of a sudden, now he's going to show up? No. Ananekam Vanarale. So we're going to make problems for this get? The husband himself didn't say boo for 4 years, or however long it is. We're going to say, no, we're not going to say. In that sense, we'll make it for her. In that sense, we'll make a fire. Peneshua asks the question. He leaves the Petzarah here. He says, wait a minute. If now it's Acher Shalomdu, so what are you being Ma'arer about it? That it wasn't written L'shma? It wasn't written L'shma. It's Acher Shalomdu. What's the Baal going to say anyway? What could he even say? He leaves the Petzarah here. Chassam Sofer says, listen, it can still cause problems. The last thing a woman needs is for someone to say a rumor that her get is no good. Right? What about L'shma? Nobody cares about the details. He's certainly going to cause a lot. Certainly going to cause a tumult when he says, hey, by the way, that gets really no good. We know halacha, it is good. Because there's no reason for it to be no good. L'shma is not an issue. Nothing's a problem. But once that rumor's out there, it's very hard to put it back in the bottle. And then that sense, it can just cause problems. But since all this time went on, he didn't say a word. And not only that, she got remarried. And she has children. Well, we're going to undo it all? No, we're not. The Baal didn't say a word. We're not going to say a word either. According to Rava, L'shma was never an issue.
So it's not a question now of L'shma. It's a question of someone will come and question the signatures on the get, the whole validity of the get, not the question of L'shma.
Right. What else is about the get that needs to be validity?
Well,
So that's what we said. We have to be Miskayim the Chosmov. So if we're Miskayim the Chosmov, fine. And if not, not. So we assume we're Miskayim the Chosmov. We're Miskayim them. And there's no Lashma issue. So what's the husband coming to say? What's he going to do now? We're already Miskayim it. Right, that's what it is. Imlo Miskayim, puzzle. If we can't be Miskayim, then it's no good. It's not a good get. There's nothing here. But if it's good, what's he coming to say? It was not written Lashma? We laughed at him. We know about Lashma already. So the Chassam Sofer says, yeah, but just to quote the Tumah is also going to be a problem. It has no legs. But when the Oilam hears that this is not, the woman's remarried without a get, that's the last thing she needs. Right? But he didn't do that. So we're not going to do that. Next. Beplutta de Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Everything we've been saying now was really old machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. With Chad Amal of Vishayin Bekirin Lashma, one held the reason of Bafar Nechlem is because of Lashma, the Chad Amal of Vishayin Eidim Mitzurin Lekaimo. Now, and one reason was that's Rav's reason. Tastayim, let's prove the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amal of Vishayin Bekirin Lashma. Let's prove that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one who holds the Lashma as the issue. The Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, I see Gita lekabed the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because Rabbi Shimon bar Abba brought a get in front of Rabbi Levi, v'amalei, and he asked him, "Sirichna lemeimar b'fanechlam ulo? Do I have to say or not? Amalei, lo tzrichas, you don't have to say it. Lo amru ela bedoros harishonim. We only said that in the olden days. L'she'ei b'kiyin l'shma. That's because they weren't l'shma. Aval bedoros harachonim the b'kiyin l'shma." But now, in the later generations, everybody knows about Lashma. Lo, it's not necessary. Tistayim, that proves that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one who holds that it's because of Lashma. Which means that Rabbi Yochanan, the Bar Plukta, holds it's because of Eidim Mitzurim Lekaimo. That's Rava, which is going to become relevant right now. V'tispera, could you really think that that's true? V'ha Rabba Isle de Rava. But Rava holds like Rava. Right? The ode also, Ha'amrinan, we said, Shem Yachsadav Lekulkulo. It might revert back. So how could Rabbi Shua ben Levi tell him, nah, Lashma's not an issue anymore? Didn't we just say, first of all, what about Iskai B'chosmav? Second of all, isn't it going to go back? It might revert back. How can you just tell him, though? So the Gemara says, Ella, Rabbi Shua bar Abba, you know what? Rabbi Shua bar Abba, when he came, Inash Achwinihu Bahadeh, there was another guy there. He didn't come by himself. He came with another person. There were two people. It says two people that came mischayim it themselves, and v'hadal chashav lei. Why wasn't he mentioned? Mishum kavod to Reb Shimon, because of kavod to Reb Shimon. Shimon was such a great man. The president was there, and also the librarian from down the block. And you don't do that. You don't mention people. You don't mention things like that. So therefore, we said Reb Shimon was there. There was another guy there too. So therefore, there were two. Now the Gemara says Itmar. We learned this already. We touched on this. Bifnei kama nasnulo. In front of how many people do you have to give this get? In front of how many? So, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar b'fnei shnayim. One says in front of two. V'chad Amar b'fnei shlosha. One says in front of three. Now, tistayim de Rabbi Yochanan hu da'amar b'fnei shnayim. Let's say that Rabbi Yochanan, it's the same Rabbi Yochanan from before. He holds that it's in front of two. The Ravin bar Rav Chista Aisi Gita l'kamei Rabbi Yochanan, because Ravin, the son of Rav Chista, brought again in front of Rabbi Yochanan v'amalei, and he asked him, and he told him, Zil havle ba'apei tre. Go give it in front of two. The emel who b'fan nechlav b'fan nechlav, and go let it, and then go say b'fan nechlav. Tistayin, that you see from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds, you have to give it in front of two. Now lema b'ha'ka b'flagi. Let's say the machlokas is as follows: the man da amar b'fnei shnayim, the one who says it's in front of two, kasav al avishayin b'kiyin l'shma. That the reason is because of l'shma. All you need is two for that. But uleman da amar b'fnei shlosha. Why in front of three? Kasav he holds avishayin edim mitzurin l'kaimo. That because it's an Eidim problem, and if it's an Eidim problem, you need a bezin for that. You need three people for that. So I'm a bezin. Lashma? I don't need a bezin for Lashma. I just need two people to verify what's at Lashma. But if I'm being Micaiah, the witnesses, the signatures, for that I need a bezin. So he says, wait a minute, Vitisbra, how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan, now holds it's because of Lashma? We just said a minute ago, he held it was because of Eidim material Nakaimo. V'had Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Amal v'sheim b'kiyin Lashma. Since in the previous case, Rabbi Shur ben Levi held it was Lashma, that Rabbi Yochanan Amal Fisha ain't Eidim Mitzurin Lekaimo. That was Rabbi Yochanan's reason. V'hachan over here, hechik Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'fnei shnayim. How can you say now that Rabbi Yochanan requires two?
It's not
what? There were two people there. But it didn't change the fact. It didn't change. But we're assuming now it didn't change Rabbi Yochanan.
Can't prove anything.
I know. But Ode also, this is more fundamental. Harabba is like the Rava. Rava holds like Rava. So what do you mean? What do you mean? The Shema. So you're right. El dekuli alma be'idin edim etzur lekaimo. Everybody holds that. But you know what we're arguing now? Another case. Another machlokas. V'hacha b'shliach nase aid ve'aid nase dayin kamiflagi. We're arguing in whether a Shliach can become an aid and whether an aid can become a Dayan. We're really arguing in whether a Shliach can become a Dayan. Not whether a Shliach can become an aid. We don't care about the aid. Whether the aid can become a Dayan. So why are we mentioning it this way? Because there's a larger discussion whether a Shliach can become an aid and then whether an aid can become a Dayan. Why can't a Shliach become an aid? Why can't a Shliach become an aid? He sent me and I'll become an aid on it. Why? What's the problem with that? So the problem is, because if you're a shliach, you become like a bal davar. And if you become like a bal davar can't be an aid. So you're like a bal davar. If you're not a bal davar, then you're not. You know, there's no problem with you being an aid. There should be no problem with you being a dayan. That's why it's all mentioned here in one sentence. We don't care about the aid. All we care about is, if you're a shliach, you're like a bal davar. If you're a bal davar, you can't be an aid. But if you're not a bal davar, if you don't have the din of a bal davar, you can be an aid, and you can also be a dayan. So we say shliach nasa aid nasa dayan to tell you that's the key words to tell you the lumdus behind why we allow this. We allow it because the whole issue is a shliach like a bal davar, and we say so. There's a machlokes about that. Some say yes, some say no. Yeah, we had that already, right? So. It's no problem. So the third, you need a bezin here. So who's the third guy? The shliach. Why? Because he's holding. He's not a bal davar. And the owner says, no, we don't allow that. So we don't allow that. So you need three other people. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Everybody, no one argues on that. We're going to say to the Rabbanan, everybody agrees, aid not to die, and it's no problem. Everybody holds, there's no baldover here. So the Gemara says, you're right, Elohacha b'hakamiflagi, this is the machlokas. The Gemara says, Akivan de ishak sheir lahavi yetz haget, since a woman is kosher to bring a get, zimnen de maisi la itza, a woman will bring it. It's unusual, we said, that it could happen. V'samchi oleha, we'll turn her into a dayan. We'll make her a dayan. V'idach isha miyadi yadi v'lo samchi oleha. And the other one holds, that's never going to happen. We know with no such rule. You can't make a woman into a dayan. So that's why some say you require three. Really, there's no issue of a, right? The question is, are we goes there? Every other case ought to an isha. What? Right, even though it's not shechiyah. Right. The question the Rajba asked is, why can't we make a woman into a dayan? We made her into a shliach. We never do that. She can't be an aid. We never allow aid by a woman. She's going to bring a get and say, before an echta. Why do we allow that? Because if you're guna, we'll be makel. So we makel, make her a dayan too. So the Rashba says, there's no case in Shas, there's no case in Judaism where a woman could be a dayan. We have other cases a woman could be an aid. A woman could say that I saw that guy die in the battlefield. That we believe. We'll believe her. Because we don't want a woman to be stuck. So we'll believe her in such a case. So for testimony, we'll believe her. There are rare exceptions. But for Dayanis, that's never such a thing. Okay. Now, Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Hamei v'get from Medinas Hayam. Someone brings a get from Medinas Hayam. V'nasnu la, and he gives it to her. V'lo amar la b'fo nechon v'renechtam. Yotzi v'avlad mamzer. She has to get divorced, and the vlad is a mamzer. Divrei Reb Meir. Because of not saying v'fo nechtam, the vlad's a mamzer. The chacham omer ain't a vlad mamzer. Now, Kesed Yasa, what do? Yitlana haimena, you take it back from her. V'yachzer, give it back. V'yitnana lo b'fnei shnayim. V'yom v'fonechta v'fonechtam. And give it back. I say v'fonechta v'fonechtam. What do you see from here? No, take it back. Do a new one. And say v'fonechta v'fonechtam. What? No, I think before.
Oh,
now, what do you see from here? That it has to be toch k'dei dibur. Because you can't give it. Well, listen, I gave it to him last month. I'll say it now. No, you can't say it now. Now, but it can be said afterwards, as long as it's Toch Kedei Dibur. Right? But Yeshua says, wait a minute, we have a rule that the rules of Toch Kedei Dibur don't apply by getting that Kedushin. You can't give a woman a ring and say, I read my Kedushin Li, and then say, by the way, I was just kidding. Once you say it, you can't take it back. Unlike, if you're not in Shoresh, and if you say Mashav Ruach, and you really have more at all, but Toch Kedei Dibur, you can change it. That we let you.
Yeah, but this isn't giving the
gift. Oh, that's what the Pinnishu adds. It's not giving it, it's explaining itself. So then it says it's different. The Yomer, fine. But Meir, Mishum, Delo, Omer, Fine, Fine, Nechla, Mirti, Avad, Mamzer? What? According to Meir, because he didn't say, Fine, Nechla, Devad, Mamzer? The Gemara says, in, yes. Remeir, Lotai, Meir, the Omer, Ramnuna, Mishmei, the Ula, Omer, Omer, Hoy, Remeir, Kaha, Mishana, Mimatbea, Shetov, Chachamim, Begitin, whoever does that, whoever changes the Nusach, whoever changes anything about giving over a get, Yoti, Vahavlad, Mamzer, a very Machmer. Want you to follow the rules of the Chachamim. Okay, we have 4 minutes. Well, I want to get to the next Gemara here. Barhedja, it's fascinating what we're going to say. I said we're going to ruffle some feathers right now. Barhedja, boy la asuya gita, he wanted to bring a get. So also the kaimei de Rabbi Acha, he came in front of Rabbi Acha, da havi mamuna agite, and he was an expert in gittim. Amalaisi told Barhedja, tzarechat alamad al kol os v'os. You have to stand there when the sofer writes every single letter of that get. Also, the kaimed rab ami rab asi, they came in front of ami and rab asi, amri le, lo tzrich, it's not true. You don't have to do that. It's a machmer, stand by every letter. V'chi tema, ovid l'chumra, and if you want to tell me, you want to be machmer, nimsa ata moti laz al gitin harishonim. You're going to be moti laz on all the previous gitin. Nobody else, my grandfather didn't do that. He didn't stand there by every letter. So you too don't have to stand by every letter. I want to be machmer. Yeah, but you're going to make the old generations look like a bunch of amaratim. They didn't. They weren't knowing that. Why are you knowing this? Right? Yeah. Oh, says the Yad Malachi. Only by gittin and kedushin do we say you can't be more machmer than your grandfather. Only by that. Why? Because that lazam rishonim, you're going to make him into amaratim or make him into mekilim. No, because now what. You didn't hold that din of gittin. Everybody's a bunch of mamzerim now. The whole klal Yisrael, whole full of mamzerim. That's the laws. What the laws that you're more machmer in Hilcha Shabbos than them? No, that's okay. You can be more machmer in Hilcha Shabbos than them. You should be. Just what? Not by gittin. Why? Because the laws is going to be on the fact that they're mamzerim.
Well,
not the laws that they so make them.
If we're making everything else.
What?
If we're making for ages and everything else, then we should be making them. For that reason.
It can't be Megal from Mamzerim.
No, not
however, Mamzerim. However, the Magen Avraham, in Hilchas Tfillin of all places, in Simen Lama Bey, Sif Mem Ches, says, there's some huge discussion over here about if you skip a line by the right, V'hayim Shmoa in Tfillin, and he says, V'li Nira, Shahaminag Shalanu Minag, V'tikinhu, V'ein Lashanath, Shalahoti Laz Al Rishonim. Oh, we're going to make my grandfather's Tfillin no good? My grandfather did it this way, what are you changing it for? So the Magen Avraham did not hold it limited to kedushin and gittin. He held it, but he held it in other cases also. In a case like something as innocuous as tefillin. And the Radvaz, you have to hear the Radvaz in print. The Radvaz says as follows: is a tshuva in Chelak Aleph Siman Kuf Samach. In a royal lechadish chumras al Yisrael mashal hachmiru harishonim. It's not proper to make up new chumras on the Klal Yisrael that didn't all the ones have. Halavai, listen to this. Halavai sheyishmeru mashahutul alehem. Halavai to keep what you're supposed to keep. The tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Don't grab too much. Velo nishar biyadam lo zev lo zev. You try to do everything. You try to make chumras. You're not going to do anything. Says the Shor Mitzvah Malacha that kol adam sheyish tzad kalus v'tzad chardus. You have chumras. You have kulas. Ulupa'am emachmer al atzmo b'davar shemutur legamri al pi hagemara. Va'poskim. It's totally mutter. Think of me machmer. The eno machmas perishos v'kedusha, not because he was such a kaddish. Ela adaraba, machmer machmas shechas la b'midah shel amunah b'chazal. You hear this? You're machmer because you have no moon in chazal. You have no moon in their kulas. O machmas davar acher, v'alav lidbog pa'atzno, im eno mekel b'makam sh'amru lahachmer, v'tzien gam levidu rabbeinu nitzim sh'omrim kodim kol nidre, what do we say? Ubiyon kippur cotton, v'ma akadim es asher ekalti echmarti, v'es asher ekmarti ekalti. Right? Ubi mesel sisharim, he says the same thing. If you take on kulas, if you take on chumras, that all they're going to do is say, that's what he's doing. Right? So it's he calls it your chalisha satorah. It's chalisha satorah. But just to end off with one line from the Pri-Chadosh is just the opposite. He says, "Bipnei she yoser adif lachashos shlo yotzi laz aleinu." It's better that people shouldn't be laz on us. May match and nixon show the old life all the Rishonim. Don't care about the Rishonim, care about yourself. Right? So it does go both ways, but it's all true. We could certainly associate ourselves with the Radvaz's approach. You do what you have to do. But the Gemara still says what it says. For being Motzi Lav and the Rishonim, but certainly by getting in Kedushin, we're not so crazy more Machmir. We don't want to make them into all Mamzer. All right, we'll pick up again tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
Yeah.